How's everybody this evening? God is still good, huh? Amen. Amen. You know, I was looking through some scripture today and read where Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, and he said, you know, the time has come where, you know, true worshipers shall worship God. And God is seeking such to worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to come together once again to worship God. And we are showing God that we're willing to worship him in spirit and in truth by our presence here this afternoon. You know, many people want the benefits of God, but they don't want to put in the effort to truly serve him. And I thank you guys for being here this afternoon. You know, truly it was an honor when Rick asked if I would stand in for him this afternoon. And I want to thank him and thank God and thank you as well. You know, there's a thing going on in the world where peace appears to be fading away. Not only worldly peace, but spiritual peace also. There's many of homes right now that lack peace. There is a spiritual unrest in a lot of congregations today where they just can't develop that peace among the brethren. Maybe it's some doctrinal issues or maybe some personal issues they may have with someone else, but they're struggling. They're struggling. The world is struggling because they don't know the peace of Christ. They don't know the peace of God. Because they don't know God. I want to title the message this afternoon is A Peace of Christ. A Peace of Christ. And not P-I-E-C-E, but P-A-C-E, that peace, a peace that we understand, a peace that the world don't know because they don't know Christ. I want to start by reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, where it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah wrote this in prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And those of us who know him, we have experienced that peace that he gives in our lives. Not only that worldly peace where we don't have to worry about what's going on in the world, but it also gives us that spiritual peace in knowing that we have a relationship with God, that we're no longer enemies of God. We're no longer people that are against God, but with God. And that is a peace that is not understandable. It surpasses all understanding. Jesus gives us a peace that, let's say, like in three different ways, he gives us a peace. He gives us an outward peace, he gives us an inward peace, and he gives us an upward peace. And those are the three things I want to talk about this evening, if I may. The first point, the outward peace. And Jesus gives that peace among all men. In Luke 2:14, the scripture says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, the scripture says, "Pursue peace with all people, and holiness without which no one will see the Lord." You know, it'll be difficult for us to talk to people about Jesus Christ. And if we don't demonstrate in our lives those qualities that God desires of us, including peace and holiness. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. And that is something that God wants us to do, to be peacemakers and not peacebreakers. And so we try to live our lives the best way we can to honor that command. I want to go to the book of James for a moment, and I want to read something out of James chapter 3. And I'm going to start around verse 17. And the Bible tells us there, it says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So again, we are called to be peacemakers. Jesus also gives us outward peace among ourselves, among the brethren. In Colossians chapter 3, around verse 12, the Bible talks about that peace amongst the brethren, amongst the children of God, amongst the Christians. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible started out by saying, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So again, Christ gives that peace. When we can share with one another, recently in our family here in the Meadows, we've had some things that have been going on, just say some incidents with health. We've had some who've been diagnosed with cancer and had recent surgeries and operations. And we've had some family members that have gone on to be with the Lord. And so we have bereaved families in our midst at this time, those who are going through bereavement right now. There may be some other family issues that someone is going through, maybe with their children or some other loved one, or even themselves, you know. So there's a need for that peace, for us to share that peace of Christ with one another, to be encouraging to one another, to lift each other up in this time of need. You know, there might be a time when we ourselves may find ourselves in that position where we need somebody. When we need somebody to just to say, it's going to be all right. Somebody that lift us up. Somebody to give us that encouragement to keep on keeping on. So that's that peace that we can offer to one another through Jesus Christ. The next point that I want to make is that Jesus gives us that peace inwardly. This peace was given to the apostles and all who would follow God. and follow his word and live according to his word. John 14, 27 says, "Peace I leave with you." As Jesus was talking to the apostles, he said, "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This peace comes as a result of trusting in God. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, the Bible reads this. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." That is a comforting thing to know, that God can give me that peace in that time when I really need it, when we really need it. When we're going through some things in this world, we're going through some things in our lives and going through some things in our minds and our hearts, God is there to give us that peace. A peace that the world cannot give, a peace that we can only find in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that peace results in contentment. And being content, you know, Paul also wrote something in Philippians 4 and 11 where he says, "Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content, to be content, to be satisfied, to be rested assured that Christ is there with me throughout the whole step of the way. No matter what it is that we may be going through in our life, Jesus is there. He is there, and I'm content with the love, the peace, the help, the strength that he gives. I'm content with that. I can live with that. And it don't matter what it is that I'm going through. It don't matter what we're going through. I can be content with the presence of God in my life. I'm satisfied with that. I shouldn't have to look nowhere else for that help, that peace, that comfort, that strength. But I can find everything I need in the Lord. And I'm content with that." And that's what Paul was saying, that he was content with that. He said, "I've had a lot, I've had little." He said, "But I have learned to be content with whatever God provides." Let us always be mindful and aware that God takes care of his children. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness, but be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So may we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" That is a peace. You know, the Bible tells us we are more than conquerors. What weapon formed against us could ever prosper? That peace. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." You know, we quote scriptures like that. But do we honestly live them? Do we honestly believe those scriptures when we say them, when we quote them, when we hear them? Do we honestly believe that? Are we content in knowing, content in knowing the power of God and the presence of God? The last point I want to make this evening is that Jesus gives us peace upwardly. We can read of the true purpose of Jesus coming to earth in Luke 1 and 79. Where the scripture tells us that he came to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadows of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus will provide the light of truth and right and forgiveness to those blinded by the darkness of their sins. And that peace is harmonious and is a harmonious relationship with God. True peace comes only through Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 18 reads, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross. Therefore, putting to death the enmity, and he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father." That peace has brought mankind together. In that particular scripture, he was talking about the Jews who were considered the children of God, but he was mentioning that through that same peace that he offered to them, he offered to the Gentiles as well. That same peace that he offered back then to them, he also offered to us today. To anybody who wants to obtain that peace through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by giving themselves to the Lord, submitting to his will and to his word, and doing those things that are pleasing to him. That peace is available for anybody. And that peace, that true peace for us, is based upon a working faith. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace in Christ. We have peace with God through Christ. In conclusion to this message this afternoon, I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. And the Bible reads, it says, "Finally, brother, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you." Let us live in peace. If at all possible, let us live at peace, in peace with all people. Let us not only live in peace with all people, but live in the peace of Christ. But you know, there comes a time when we have to be at peace with ourselves, fully understanding who we are, who we belong to, fully understanding what God has given us. Peter told us plainly, he said, "We have been given all things pertaining to life and godliness." But yet sometimes we have a spiritual unrest within ourselves, because maybe we fail to realize and understand the power the strength that God has given us. Peace begins within us, and it is shared outside of us, and is felt among us. Let us be the extension of God's peace, His love, His understanding. This afternoon, there may be someone here who is lacking that peace. Maybe there are some things going on in your lives or in someone's life close to you. Maybe there are some health issues. Maybe there is bereavement. Maybe there are some spiritual issues. Maybe there are some struggles with sin. Maybe there are some personal issues that are hindering you from having that spiritual relationship with God that's keeping you from obtaining that inner peace that He wants you to have. I don't know what your needs and concerns are. God surely knows. You know, if there is any way that we can help you this afternoon by praying with you and comforting you in a spiritual way, please, as we stand to sing this song of invitation, raise your hand or come forward and let your request be known. Let us all stand and sing.